Erev Tov Rabotai. So it's Tuesday night. This is a short monologue. You know, as we, tonight's almost exactly 2 weeks from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin. And as much as we talk about it, you can never be prepared enough for Rosh Hashanah, because, you know, sometimes it's hard to realize the extent of what Rosh Hashanah really means on our lives. We're human beings, and therefore we take life for granted. We've been through a lot of Rosh Hashanahs, and Baruch Hashem, we're still here, and hopefully Be'ezat Hashem Ad Me'ah Ve'Esrim. But unfortunately, there's people who went through last Rosh Hashanah and are not here anymore. It's a fateful day, and it's a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, Mi Yechieh U'Mi Yamut, Mi Bekitzo U'Mi Lo Bekitzo, Mi Ya'ashir U'Mi Ya'ani, all of the most important decisions of our lives. Melech Yoshev Al Kiseh Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on the throne of judgment, and he decides what, you know, what's going to be with us. And it's kind of hard for us to tap into it. Rosh Hashanah for us is an enjoyable time. It's a time where you enjoy the tefillot, you enjoy the meals, you enjoy the, you know, all of the simanim. It's all gishmak. But the fear and trepidation that really comes part and parcel with Rosh Hashanah is, by and large, a thing of the past that Baal HaMusar tried to wake us up about. But it's kind of hard really to internalize it. And, you know, one of the ways that we can do it, you look in the poskim, they bring down that on Rosh Hashanah, a person preferably should not sleep past Alot HaShachar. Should wake up at Alot HaShachar on Rosh Hashanah. The person didn't wake up Alot HaShachar, but the Avad, you know, for the Atzlanim, to wake up at Netzach Hamah. You should not be sleeping past that. Again, it's not Asur, but there's two reasons brought down in the poskim. Number one is because of Emat HaDin. If there's a din going on and you're still sleeping through it, that means that, like, think about it for a second. If you had a real life court case and you just like slept through it, so what does that show? Contempt of court. You don't care. And the judge is going to throw the book at you. The first step to being Zocheh Badin is showing a Kadosh Baruch Hu that you care. Showing Kadosh Baruch Hu that it means something to you. Look, Hashem, I'm here. I made it. It means something to me. I'm not perfect. Very far from it, but it means something to me. I'm making an attempt to better myself. The second reason the poskim bring down is purportedly Yerushalmi. The poskim say that we don't really know where that Yerushalmi is, but it says that if a person sleeps on Rosh Hashanah, man de damich bereshata, damich mazali, his mazal will also be sleepy. What exactly it means to have a sleepy mazal, I don't know, but it sounds not the best. Lachin, even if it means, Maran Zichron Berachah says, besides for one case, unless you're staying up late to learn Torah on Rosh Hashanah, then you can oversleep a little bit. Aval im lo ken, it's best to go to sleep a little bit early on Rosh Hashanah, so that Alot HaShachar, which is not so early, by the way.
Alot HaShachar is like what time?
5:30-ish? 5.
Now, so I'm saying, in the times we're in now, where it's more normal to wake up later, how do we do that? Because our body is used to a certain...
Set an alarm clock. What I always tell people, whether you're praying by the nitz or not,
yeah.
I tell people like this. If you had a job or an interview or a vacation, a trip, something that in your mind was super important, time would not be a thing. You'd wake up, you wouldn't sleep all night, you'd be up at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, it doesn't matter. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, which is literally the day that we're judged, Hen letov, hen lemutav, how does a person not internalize what that means? Person overslept, okay, besedah, but at least show some sort of caring. Person has to be makliv something, you know what that means? We don't have korbanot anymore. So what are you offering? What is your sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm doing this for you. This is what I can bring. So what does it mean, getting up an hour earlier? 2 hours earlier? Vazma. Dari HaKadosh, Rabbi Nochaim Vital writes in Shaar HaKavanot, Dari HaKadosh used to take a nap after Chatzot on Rosh Hashanah. So if you're tired after Chatzot, you can take a little nap. But at least in the morning, wake up. Sha'at HaDin, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Din starts from Alot HaShachar. It ends 3 hours after Alot HaShachar. So by the time some people get up, the deen is already over, which means that many people, not many, but some people completely slept through the whole deen. Let's hope. Person has to internalize that. And then when you come, you know, who has a better chance of getting rahmanut from the judge? A person just complete whatever, or a person who comes and says, I'm here, I'm sorry, I showed up, I'm not going to do it again, you know, I'm participating. Bevadayu, bevada. So, I'll open up for a question or two. Anybody have any Ashkafa questions?
Actually, about Hoshana, what's the minhag for Sfaradim? I mean, obviously there's different communities, but for wearing white on Hoshana, what's the minhag generally?
So, in general, our minhag is not to necessarily wear all white. That's a minhag that's usually reserved for Yom Kippur. The exception to that, some, by Ashkenazim, the Chazanim and the Baal Tukea, they wear white, like a kittel. By Sfaradim, it's not a minhag. If they want to, so then, but that's not the minhag. Meaning to get dressed regular, whatever, usually a suit, whatever. On Yom Kippur, there's such a minhag. It's a minhag that's more by married people than by single people, but it's also, you know.
Is it encouraged?
If you feel it, if you feel that it's going to give you more kavana. The reason why we wear white on Yom Kippur, more white, is because it's, first of all, white is a siman of purity. Number two, the malachim are dressed in white. And on Yom Kippur, we're domet to malachim. That's why we say, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto, out loud. That's why we're able to say slichot v'tachanunim at night, which is not able to be done any other night of the year. Therefore, lachin, on Yom Kippur, it's more encouraged, more so for married folks. Aval afilu imlo, we say, you know, sometimes people wear a white kippah or whatever. It's that's what it is. Okay, shalom.
Shalom.
Good.
Is it actually asur to own a bent ruler nowadays? Scales.
Well, a ruler is not usually used for.
Say sell, not you, but some people sell garments.
Then it's asur.
No, but someone who doesn't sell it. Our teachers said it applies to people, regular people also.
It does. If it's something that can potentially be. Now again.
If, potentially. But
so, if myself, so get rid of it.
Say it's. Mm. So we, it's
who told you, Professor Denishevsky?
No.
And a professor? What's
no,
his name?
It's a rabbi. Or like Hoffman from Paraguay.
Here?
Hotline. Yeah,
he comes here on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Rosema? Lamed?
Business halacha. Business halacha.
Of course?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. Sure, I do.
So is, it
is that new for this semester?
No, always.
Years.
20 years.
It's the Yofi.
For the Surah, the owner bent ruler?
Any keli that could potentially be used for measuring weight, size,
any person, even if you're not in business at all,
you can fix it. You can fix it. There's certain things, let's say by weight, you can't fix it because it's already messed up. A ruler, you can bend back. This past week's parasha. I didn't know that. Is it Yofi? It's such a good environment. Like you have, you know, Professor Denishevsky, he gives the daf yomi. Professor Robinson, or you know, Tem Chacham, Meshochet. It's good to be surrounded by people, even in your Limud Echol, that are wholesome figures, b'Torah.
Very chashu.
And dvarim kaelu. It's not.
You're saying this place is a pella?
Yeah, kind of. No, what I'm saying is it's a schut. Wherever you go in this building, you're surrounded by people who represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Torato HaKadoshah. Ben Balimud HaKodesh, Ben Balimud HaChol. It's a big deal. It's a big, big deal. You're not surrounded by cuckoos with kafiyas and, you know, freeing Palestine with a Majnun. You know what I'm saying? Wait till you get home, UCLA. Berkeley, all these Gehinnam. Kol HaGehinnam Sheba Olam. USC, all, you know. Kol HaGehinnam Sheba Olam Ze Shama. Gam Po. Okay, next question.
I know that we have to be like doing a...
Shalom.
cheshbon nefesh very often and like checking out our masim
every day.
But where's like the balance of doing cheshbon nefesh and being like too hard on ourselves and being too medayek? Sometimes it might lead to like being too harsh and only pointing out the bad in yourself and even other people.
I actually gave a shir about this today. Not well, my dvar alacha in the morning. There's the, interestingly, the Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin, Daf Mem Amud Bet, the Rambam brings it la alacha nilchot shuva perek gimel. Says leolam yirei adam atzmo chetzio chayav vechetzio zakai. Always look at yourself 50-50. Asa mitzvah achat, hichriyat atzmo lekav zechut. Avar avera achat, hichriyat atzmo lekav chuvah. Not only that, the Gemara says, leolam yirei et kol haolam kulo. Chetzio chayav, chetzio zakai. Asa mitzvah achat, hichriyat atzmo et kol haolam kulo. Which means you are literally the world's biggest hero or the world's biggest terrorist. Kacha. Rambam kacha posek la'alacha. There's a Gemara that follows up. It's a Gemara Nidaf Naflamid. The Gemara says, that's the basis. It's a baraita. Before a person is born, mashbi'in oto te tzadik v'al ti rasha. They make us make a shvua. Before we're born, they have to be a tzadik v'lo rasha. V'afilu kol ha'olam kulo omrim lo, tzadik ata. Even if the whole world tells you you're a tzadik, you're not allowed to believe that. Consider yourself a rasha. Now, Maran Zichron Berachah discusses this in Ma'or Yisrael. He says, hey, wait a second. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot that says, ve'al ti rasha bifnei atzmecha. You shouldn't look at yourself as a rasha. The Rambam in his Perusha Mishnayot on that Mishnah says, why? Because once you look at, if you paskin your rasha, meaning you yourself a rasha, Yetzer Hara gets a free pass. Free pass. Because if I'm a tzaddik or a benoni, so I have standards I have to live up to. If I'm a rasha, kulam mutarim lachem. I'm a rasha anyway, so might as well. So what does it mean? So Maran Zichron Berachah says it just means don't be machzik et atzmecha betor tzaddik. Always look at yourself as a benoni. It's a benoni. Why? Because when a person's a benoni, you're always striving. Don't be too rasha because that gives you license to kill. Don't be too tzaddik. Because then you think, well, I have it made. You know, I already reached the pinnacle. Be a benoni. Look at yourself as a benoni always. Chetzio chayav, chetzio zakai. And every move, any move that you make in life, you can be machriya et atzmecha et kol ha'olam kulo, one way or the other. That's the way to live.
So what do we do since we're nefesh? You have to find out our good and then also our bad. So we know that chetzi chetzi.
Do you ever... When a person makes cheshbon, is there such thing as bad cheshbon or good cheshbon? It has to be true cheshbon. Don't take credit, but be aware, be honest about your successes, your achievements, but also be honest about your shortcomings. Ki ze kol ha'adam. That's the way a person should be. Good.
On a different note.
Here it comes.
What? Huh?
Okay, go ahead.
Whenever someone is like an act, like they're about a sin.
Yeah.
And like they're into it, their taiva's right there. Like, I gotta do it, I don't care what. What can someone say to themselves to stop themselves from doing the sin? Right when you're about a
La'olam yehe adam mechashev schar mitzvah keneged efseda vefsed avera keneged schara. What am I about to gain? What am I gonna gain by doing this? It's very tempting. But for all that temptation, you know, huh? No, it's going to be done in a second. It's over. And then what? And then you're going to have to pick up the pieces for the rest of your life. You know, that works in the physical world. Forget about averot for a second. Crime. How come most people don't do serious crimes?
They don't want jail time.
Huh? Murder, rape, tax evasion, all very tempting, right? How come most people don't engage in that? You know why? Because they're being mechashbin. Yeah, I could gain from here, but then I'm going to have to spend the rest of my life either in jail or whatever, picking up the pieces. It's a very powerful tool. So we're scared of physical jail time, but we have to remember, that's a lower level. A higher level is the Shiviti Hashem Nenegdi Tamid. Mitzvat Aseh Min HaTorah, for a person to, Et Adonai Elohecha Tira, ואותו תעבוד ובשמו תשווע. It's mitzvah to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a harder, it's a higher madrigah to achieve when a person's on the mamash, on the verge of momentarily doing an avira. Stop. Think yod ke vav ke. Think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu right there. That's a natural deterrent to avira.
Sometimes you're not afraid anymore because we did it so many times, it became like nase lo keheter.
That's a gemara, that's true. But think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
What if it doesn't need more?
And you have to work on that. Think of a let HaKadosh Baruch Hu envelop you. Think, stop. I can't tell you to do the avira, but just stop for a second. Pause. Think of HaKadosh. Really, be mitzayir the otiyot of Shem Hashem. Shiviti Hashem negdi tamid. Yod ke vav ke. And pretend like you're enveloped by the Shekhinah. It works. You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It gives you a boost to Yirat Shamayim. The Torah says about Yosef HaTzadik, Vayhi ki hayom hazeh, Vayavo habayta la'asot melachto. Yosef HaTzadik, it says, it was on this day, he came to the house to do his work. Machloket Rav Ushmuen Tzimran Sota, what does that mean? La'asot melachto. One says that he came to do work, and one says that he came to do the avera. And then what happened? נראית לו דמות דיוקנו של אביו. You say Yaakov Avinu, and then what? A jolt of Yirat Shamayim, Vayanos Vayetzei Achutza. He ran away. He came to do the Avera according to one opinion. He came, Yosef HaTzadik. He was about to fall. But what? All you need is that one jolt. He saw his father. His father was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatest representative in Olam Hazeh. He got that boost of, you know, momentary Yirat Shamayim, boom, and he booked. And that saved him and gave him the title forever and ever and ever of Yosef HaTzadik. Midat HaYesod, the most important midah of all of the midot of Chabad Nahim, of Chagat Nahim. Midat HaYesod encompasses all of the other midot. That's the midah of Kedusha. That's the midah of overcoming Ta'ava. That's the midah of latching on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to giving into momentary temptation. Feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a powerful tool. Stop. And you know what? Practice. Practice Hidbodedut. Just stop, close your eyes, whether it's during Tefillah, whenever. Not during Sha'at Avira, because then it'll be too late. Practice tapping into HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Like on the walk back home, to a shiur, 3 minutes, or do you think about your kev of kev?
Both. Torah is it's a vehicle towards that. Stop and think. Is a gadol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gadol Elo Hashem Umuhan Me'od. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great, so powerful. Practice that feeling, Bezat Hashem, you'll see. Bish'at HaNisayon, that a person can pass the test. נמשיך בעזרת השם. לילה טוב, it's time for honor.